Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds. Today, as we continue along in our story in the Gospels, we're in the Mark chapter 6 as we're looking at the death of John the Baptist. As the story goes on and opens up, it says, When King Herod heard of him, speaking of Jesus, for his name had become well known, and he said, John the Baptist is risen from the dead, therefore these powers are at work in him. As you remember, the story of John the Baptist and his relationship with Herod was quite amazing, as we'll see here in a moment. Others said, it is Elijah, and others said, it is the prophet, like one of the prophets. But when Herod heard, he said, this is John, whom I beheaded. He has risen from the dead. For Herod himself had sent and laid hold of John and bound him into prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother's Philip wife, whom he had married. He married her because John had said to Herod, it's not lawful for you to take your brother's wife. See, John was not only bold, as he was down by the river Jordan, as he was asking people to repent, to turn their lives back to God. And there was a flood of people coming from Jerusalem and all around, down to the river to see John the Baptist. And the word had gotten back to Herodian, and of course, as the story just told us, he was living with his brother's wife and eventually had taken her and married her, and John called him on for his adulterous affair that he was having. And of course, you can't call the king, or you can't say anything against the king, so eventually he had him arrested. Therefore, it tells us in verse 19, therefore Herodians held it against him, against John the Baptist, and wanted to kill him, but she could not. In fact, can you picture this woman? She was so upset the things that John was saying. It wasn't that he was saying anything that was untruthful. He was just simply saying, it's wrong what you're doing, Herodias. You left your husband for Herod. And yet it got her so upset and so emboiled and so enraged within her that she wanted to kill John, but he could not. Anger, jealousies, intrigue that we see here in the story, when it's unchecked, where we allow our lust to control us, it's amazing what men and women will do. In this case, this woman wanted to put this man, John the Baptist, to death. As we go on, we read, but she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just and holy man, and he protected him. And when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly. Otherwise, when John was preaching, and also when Herod had an opportunity to hear him, he actually liked him. Because I really believe that Herod was what you might think a very religious man. But he was stuck in the middle. He had one foot in the world and one foot trying to live a religious, you know, type of life. But if you're doing that, you don't have either. You're just a miserable person. And certainly you yourself aren't a godly person, because you can't still live for the Lord. Jesus says you cannot serve two masters. You can't live for your flesh and try to live for God. It just doesn't add up. It doesn't work. And so verse 21 we read, then an opportune day came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a feast for his nobles, the high officers, and the chief men of Galilee. And when Herodias' daughter herself came in and danced and pleased Herod and those who sat with him, the king said to the girl, ask me whatever you want, and I will give it to you. And he also swore to her, whatever you ask me, I'll give you up to half of my kingdom. Oh, my goodness. So here you have this really young gal dancing a very lascivious dance, very seductive dance. And it says it pleased them, a bunch of drunken men. And so when you're in this, you know, very drunken state, he started saying things that he probably wouldn't have said underneath his normal sense. He says, hey, I'll give you up to half my kingdom. Just ask me whatever you want. And so it tells us that, so she went out and said to her mother, what shall I ask? And she said, this is Herodias now, the head of John the Baptist. What a picture. What an amazing thing when jealousy, anger, hatred could go so far where she wanted John the Baptist's head cut off. Immediately she came in with haste to the king and asked, saying, I want to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. That to me is also another, just a terrible picture. You know, here a month or so ago we had Thanksgiving. And can you picture the platter that you put your turkey on and you serve it? Well, that's what she was asking for the head of John the Baptist to put on a platter to be present so she could present it to her mom. How gruesome can that be? But yet that's how far they were from God and how they were controlled by their power and by their lusts. And so it says immediately she came in and she said these things to the king. And it says the king's response was that the king was exceedingly sorry. He was very distraught, I'm sure. I'm sure he thought, man, she got me. Yet because of the oath and because of those who sat with him, oh my goodness gracious, notice that. Just because he said these things to her in the drunken state, he made an oath. And he was wanting to keep his oath rather than doing what is right. God help us to do things that are right no matter. We used to say things in our family to our kids growing up. Is it okay for us to change our mind? Absolutely. When the direction that we had been going was the wrong way, it's very much okay to turn things around and do things that are right. What would Herod been like if he would have said, no, this isn't right. I'm not going to allow you to cause me to do this thing against John the Baptist. But then also the weakness of the king. You know, just because you're a king doesn't make you a strong man. In fact, a lot of the leaders that we have even within our land and around our country are not strong men when you think of their integrity and their morality. But yet he wanted to do this because he was afraid that his word wouldn't mean anything for all those leaders that were sitting at the table with them if he would go back against his word. And so he was concerned about those who sat with him, and he didn't want to refuse her. And so immediately the king sent an executioner and commanded his head to be brought, and he went and beheaded him in prison. He brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to his mother. You have to listen to this progression. The executioner goes down to John. He kills John. He puts his head on this platter and he brought it in, and he obviously the king saw it, and he gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to his mother. And when the disciples heard of it, they came and took away the corpse and laid him in the tomb. It's a tragic, tragic story of a man who had an opportunity to do something that's right. A man who had an opportunity to stand up for truth, but yet he compromised. John the Baptist, of course, we know where he's at. He's in the presence of God. He's in the presence of the Lord, and he's doing, you know, I can't wait the one day that we'll all meet John the Baptist. Yes, he suffered and he died for the kingdom of God's sake, but great is his reward. It's so sad to think that those, not only King Herod, but those who sat in the room, and that, you know, Herodias and her daughter, how they missed on the great opportunity of doing something that's right. Help us this day, Lord, to choose to follow you, to choose to do things right, even if it goes against the grain, which so often it does, to choose to do things that are right, are pleasing to God. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry May God richly bless you.
Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.